T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Juju Smith-Schuster's already a star in Pittsburgh. Took him 2 years. Probably became a bigger star than Antonio Brown would have liked. I think there was some definite jealousy when Juju was picked as the team MVP last year. In any case, he's expecting and going to be given a bigger role this season. And I guess one of the many things he was asked about it in his media availability today is if he's ready for it. Let's hear what Juju had to say at the Steelers' Southside headquarters.
And being a role model for that room, you know, I'm pretty sure I can take on that challenge, and that's what I've been doing, you know, being a leader and just trying to, you know, contribute like everybody else.
How exciting is this opportunity for you to be the number one?
Super, you know, super exciting. But, you know, I don't think of it as like that. I think of it like, you know, it's not about the number one guy. I mean, yes, you have number one quarterback, number one, you know, running back, but at the end of the day, it's a collective game, you know. The only way you move the ball is if all 11, you know, make plays and do their job, and, you know, that's what it's going to take to win the Super Bowl.
Juju, is one of those life comes at you fast kind of things? I mean, 2 years ago, the youngest guy in the league, and now you look around your room, and this offense or the guy that's been around the
I mean, you know, with the experience that I played, you know, I mean, at this point, you know, age is just a number. I've played enough games under my belt where I'm, you know, I'm able to take on this, and, you know, it's just another challenge that we got to deal with.
You saw what other teams have done to AB as far as, you know, the brackets and double coverage. Do you feel like that's coming for you? Do you think you've
No doubt. I mean, we felt it last year, you know, playing against Patriot. You know, they dealt, you know, me and AB. It wasn't nothing, you know, nothing new. You know, this year is supposed to be the same thing. I'm going to be getting the same coverages, the double. And, you know, we got guys like Moncrief, James, you know, all these, you know, we dropped the new wide receiver, Dante. We have so many guys who can make plays, so I'm not worried about that.
Have you been impressed with the new guys?
Today he impressed me a lot today. He, you know, caught a couple balls. You know, Ben told him to come in. He made a couple plays, and he's doing his job.
How have you seen James grow from last year to this year?
Oh, huge, man. He's not jumping every time he goes and catches the ball. You know, he's running through all his routes. You know, powerful, strong. His conditioning is up there, so yeah.
Juju, I mean, AB was a guy that when he led, he was a hard worker, led by example. I mean, would you imagine? Do you feel like you need to be more vocal? I mean, you're going to be more vocal about that?
I'm already vocal. I mean, I'm just vocal just in person. You know, in general, that's just how I am. There's no need for me to go, you know, out of my way and yell, you know, yell at the guys. I mean, we're all adults here. We all know, you know, what's right from wrong. And everyone just works. You know, everyone has a voice in a room. It's not just mine. But everyone just, you know, what they believe and what we go by.
In the positive sense, did you pick up a lot of that from AB, the work ethic and everything?
No doubt. I mean, always. I think everyone picked it up. You know, not only as a receiver, but everybody on the team. They seen how AB worked. They see how he came out here every day, and you know, he just went hard, 100%. But I think for myself, you know, I'm just focused on the guys that we have here, how we can get better, and just increase our gameplay.
Do you like the leadership role now? I mean, if you come.
I like to have, you know, a little voice. You know, being a young guy in the room, being 22, I feel like my, you know, like my dog. You know, a French bulldog. You know. Just barking at everybody, but at the same time, you know, they got dogs too who can bark. So, you know, I like that role, yeah.
Who's you playing with the other teammates' dogs?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Who else got dogs? Oh, Ryan Switzer got 2 dogs. The dogs are vicious.
I can see that.
And then, And then who else? Jalen. Jalen got a Frenchie, which is awesome. So, it is pretty cool.
Was it hard the way things ended, though, with AB and things he said about other teammates and yourself?
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, if that's his opinion, you know, for myself, it's, you know, I kind of stand from afar, you know, like, I'm not worried about what he has going on in his team. You know, I wish him nothing but the best. You know, he's a great player. He dominates on the field. As for myself, you know, I'm worried about the guys that we have here, my teammates, and how I can, you know, be great on the field and off the field.
This offseason, does it add to the motivation for you and for this team?
Oh, for sure. There's so much motivation for everyone, you know. You think about, you know, last year our, the having AB and Le'Veon, and this year, you know, not having, you know, those two guys, you know, two great players, and think for this year, you know, we got guys we picked up like Moncrief, you know, James Conner is his time now, you know, it's always been his time, man. But for, like now, it's just like we always gonna rock who we got in our locker room. So at the end of the day, whoever's, you know, in that huddle, the 11 men, that's what we're gonna rock with.
Is there like a better vibe in that locker room?
This chemistry is on point. You know, we don't really have, everyone's on the same page. Everyone's communicating. There's really no, drama in our locker room.
I know a lot of fans are going to do this, compare you and AB this year, the stats. Are you going to be looking at his stats too compared to yours?
No. There's no need for that. I'm looking at my own team and how we do and how we win. I'm fine. I would take 5 catches for 30 yards and win the game. You know, and they have, you know, 10 catches, 2 touchdowns. You know, it's not really about, you know, myself at the end of the day. It's about, you know, getting the Super Bowl. Everyone gets paid more. You guys travel with us. Like, so everyone wins.
Two more here, guys.
Was there a time with the things with AB where it went from, like, this is a business thing kind of above my head and out of my control to, oh, shoot, this just became about me in a way that I wasn't suspecting?
I think for myself, it just, I didn't really, like, at the end of the day, you know, being a young dude who saw as a role model, you know, I came here like, man, let's all work. Let's all work to be better, you know, as a better person and, you know, and win games, you know. On his perspective, how he looked at it was different. I think for ourselves, it was just all we wanted to do was win.
Last one.
Do you see any of Deontay Johnson in him, you know, same size, kind of same max school shifty kind of receiver?
Yeah, I mean, speed, quickness, all that. I think only by Deontay, though, he has to put on a little bit more weight. Mm-hmm. You know, I took him to Chipotle last night, you know, fed him up like he was my son. But that was about it. And also one more thing, when you guys see Ben tomorrow, tell him I came out here, I did an interview. He said I'm turning into that, you know, one day, you know, interview guy on Thursday. Definitely not doing that. So you guys talk to me any time of the day except in the locker room. Anytime out here, though, in the locker room, I'll talk to you all day.
But all right.
Either way, whatever you need.
Wow. How refreshing was that? Kid said all the right things. We'll see. He's got some big shoes to fill in Antonio Brown, and I don't know that he's going to be as good as Antonio was, but I love his attitude. I love him saying I'd take 5 catches for 30 yards over 10 catches for 2 touchdowns as long as we win. Thought he said everything well. He's been nothing but an easy kid to like so far. Now he's going to become even a bigger star if things work out the way he plans, Ben plans, and the Steelers plans. Let's hope he can keep it together, keep his ego in check, but certainly came across very well in that interview. All right, our What's Cooking segment dead ahead right after Eric's update here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.